Over the years, people have come to cherish CDs from Dick Purton and his gang. The new one, Volume 10, might be the last one, but you never know. 11 could be there. The best of Dick Purton and Purton's people. And Dick Purton is on the line with us right now. Hi, Dick.
Hello, Mitch. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you, sir. I'm just watching Nazi collaborators on the military channel.
Ah, so that's what retirement is like.
Yes. That and pulling my back out from a softball game, but anyway, that's beside the point.
Remind me not to retire.
Okay.
If I'm watching Nazi programs, I really must be able to do something better with my time. You, however, even in retirement, continue to produce good work and help good people, because the Best of Purton Volume 10 is going to help benefit a couple of Michigan organizations here.
Right.
Talk about the... Well, first talk about what's on Volume 10, and then we'll talk about who you're helping.
I hope it's good work. I spent literally months going through hundreds, even thousands of cuts from the last few years of the show, and kind of narrowed it down to these top 40, so to speak, bits that are on there, routines, conversations, whatever you want to call it. It's on the CD. And so it's called The Best of Dick Purton and Purton's People, 1999, and... I did it, you know, Christmas is coming. I thought I'd make a great stocking stuffer. And the idea was to kind of give the audience one more shot at it. Hopefully they want one more shot at it, and that'll do it. This is the final CD. So, see, people wanted me to write a book, but I found out that was too hard to do, so I went with an album. So, Mitch, do you think you could write a book for me? Do you have any experience along those lines?
No, I'm kind of a novice at that.
I know.
It's not really my thing. I like the album putting together, though. That sounds
good. Do you like
good.
That? Yeah. I give you 45% of the book.
Do you, when you sit back and listen to the tapes of your old shows, that must be an interesting thing, because time moves differently in broadcasting, you know, can zoom ahead very quickly in terms of what's funny and what's topical and what's allowable, you know, what you can say versus what you couldn't. When you go back and listen to a lot of stuff, what do you learn about, you know, how the mores and broadcasting change over the years?
Well, it's loosened up gradually, or maybe more than gradually, obviously. The thing I think that I found the most by listening to all the cuts is something that I've noticed on the old TV shows that you'll see from time to time, like Seinfeld. That holds up, in my opinion. Some of the other older shows, great sitcoms from the past, don't seem to hold up as well as other ones do. And it was the same with this material. Some held up well, some didn't. And I felt that the stuff I put on the album was the stuff that held up, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There were hopefully more than 40 cuts that held up, 40 routines. But I just figured those were the best. But yeah, it's a learning experience. You know, you miss some of it, but then and on the other hand, you say, you know, once is enough. I wouldn't want to do that again.
Detroit is kind of unique that way, too. Didn't you find for all the years here that the other markets, I'm sure you had, you know, a lot of friends working in other markets, and you could see how quickly other markets would sort of eat people up, swallow them, spit them out. All right, we want something new. Sometimes it was just new for the sake of new.
Right.
And Detroit, it always seemed to me they liked you more the longer you were there.
Well, that's what the police said. got me going in every morning. But I don't know. You know, 45 years is a long time to be in the air in one place. And I just felt enough was enough. And it's funny because I've had a couple of job offers since, and I just have no interest whatsoever. I guess I just fulfilled what I wanted to do, I guess.
And, well, that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a good feeling.
Yeah.
It really is. So I'm very content in the so-called retirement. The problem is that I'm on, you know, a few boards here and there, and they always have these meetings at 8 o'clock. And 8 a.m., that is, not p.m., so that's a bit of a problem, but I managed somehow.
Well, 8 o'clock was almost the end of your shift.
Yeah. It was. Oh, yeah, I only have an hour or two to go. That's exactly right. Yeah. But I don't go to bed now until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I literally sleep till about 9 o'clock every day.
How when you were doing the morning show all those years, what time did you go to bed?
I was in bed by 10 at the very latest.
Yeah.
And
so you've discovered that there is these things called talk shows at 11:30 at night.
Yes.
With this guy Jay Leno and this guy David Letterman. You never even knew they existed.
Watched them last night. Yeah. I've also discovered there's life out there somewhere, an actual life to be lived that my wife kept telling me about and I wasn't familiar with until the retirement thing.
You thought it was a rumor, huh?
I did. I really did. I didn't know what other people did.
You shut your eyes at 10. You figured the rest of the world did, too.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
How long did it take your body to, you know, to get out of the habit of getting up, though, when you first retired?
I tell you the truth when I tell you the answer, one day.
Wow.
One day. The next morning, I slept in till 10 o'clock, and for about 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe it was a little more than that, I slept till almost 10 o'clock every day, and then gradually went to 9 o'clock, where it kind of is now, between 8:30 and 9, but usually closer to 9.
Wow. Well, well-deserved that you get to the point where you can sleep into that point, the board meetings notwithstanding. The two charities that the Best of Dick Pertin and Pertin's People will help out, Operation Homefront Michigan and Honor Flight Michigan, the Legacy Project, both 501c3 charitable organizations. And you can purchase the CD on time.
Yeah, we're actually driving people to dickpertin.com. It's easier, I think, for folks at dickpertin.com. But, yeah, these are wonderful charities. I mean, the Operation Homefront, they help families of soldiers who are on active duty, and the families don't have as much as they used to. The emergency housing, financial aid, food, and we'll give you an idea. From 2009 to last year, they gave about 5,000 bicycles to the children of military families that were on active duty. And child and dependent care. I mean, it just goes on and on with the wonderful stuff they do. And Honor Flight, of course, they're the people that have flown the World War II vets to the Washington, D.C. World War II Memorial. Now, because those vets are so old and so ailing, really, and infirm, that they've decided they're building a monument to all branches right here in town called the Legacy Project. It'll be a monument at 13 in Woodward and in Royal Oak, where the whole thing started. So,
wow, it's nice.
Plus, there's a party on December 17th that these two organizations are throwing, which I'm going to MC in Madison Heights at a place called Madison Place. And that'll be, you know, the proceeds go to that as well as the proceeds from the album sale, which is $19.99.
All right, and the Best of Dick Pertin and Pertin's People, Volume 10, the last one. So,
hopefully a stocking stuffer.
Hopefully a stocking stuffer. Dick, always nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Mitchell, and hi to Kenny.
Enjoy your sleep.
Yes, thank you.
Dick Pertin joining us on the program here on 760 WJR. Album!